Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, I want to draw your attention to 2 Peter chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1 is one of those passages of Scripture that is full of instructional truth for the Christian. I want to read just two verses out of this first chapter. Verse 3 says, "According as His divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness." And that one phrase there, I learned that everything that I need is found in Jesus Christ. All things are found in Him. Then the next phrase, "Through the knowledge of Him," that is Jesus Christ, "that hath called us to two things, glory and virtue." And then when we move down to verse 5, it says, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue." Now, the glory side is all of God. Glory is one of those hard to define terms. Basically means everything that is God. That's His glory. We've tried to use a word to describe all that God is. His immanence, His power, His omniscience. Go down the list of all the things that make God and we've just scratched the surface. So we have a word for it. We call it glory. He says in verse 3, He hath called us to glory. He's going to take care of that part. He's going to bring us into His presence. I can't bring myself into God's presence. I can't do that. That's His work. The moment that this heart stops beating, it will be the Lord who carries me from this world into the next. It won't be anything that Todd Brainerd does, I can tell you. But the second part of that, virtue, is very interesting. The word virtue, arete in the Greek, simply means moral excellence. Moral excellence. I have a responsibility through God's power and strength to do what's right. And I am to add, as it says here, He says, and beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith. Whose responsibility is that? He tells me to do that. He doesn't say, I'm going to do this for you. He says, I want you to put all due diligence to this task. Add to your faith virtue, moral excellence. That's my responsibility. My responsibility before God is to do right. You know what this world needs? It needs greater and more active witnesses of people who are not just talking the talk, but living the walk. Are we giving all due diligence to adding to our faith moral excellence? That means in everything, all aspects of morality. Are we morally excellent? We've all witnessed mediocrity. We can go and watch. I get on to my boys. I'm so proud of them. They did really well this week, but I get on to them. I say, what in the world were you thinking when you did this? That's what a dad's supposed to do, okay? Mediocre is not acceptable when you want to do well at anything that you undertake. If I'm sitting down to type a letter, if I look it over carefully because I don't want misspelled words going out from my desk, from my computer. I check it over. And then after I check it over, I go back through and I make sure that there's several different ways to spell that I get the right one. And go through all the different other homonyms that are out there to make sure I get that right. Why? Because we're an educational institution. It wouldn't look good for the leader of the school to be misspelling words. All right? Responsibility there to be excellent in what we do. On the basketball court, if it's cutting your grass. I've gotten on to my boys and said, hey, we left a string of grass here. Overlap when you mow. You say, well, that's no big deal. Yes, it is. It's a huge deal. You want it done right. What do you emphasize when you're teaching that? You're teaching your children and you're teaching those around you that mediocre won't stand. I'm going to preach it now. Give all diligence to add to your faith what? Can you say that word? Virtue. Whose responsibility? Who handles the glory side? The Lord does. The Lord handles that. All that He is, I'm going to stand in His presence one day. It won't be one iota of what Todd Brainerd did. It's going to be the mercy and grace of God. But He's given me a responsibility. And we're going to look at our various responsibilities that he says to add to your faith. There are several things listed in that passage, and the first of them is moral excellence. That's our responsibility. God won't do that for you. You must do it through his power. May God help us to add to our faith virtue.